Hey, this is Brian Friedman with NOLAV.com and WWNO Radio. I'm here with Melissa Stewart. She's the program coordinator for Teen Life Counts. It's a program that helps to prevent teen suicide. Let's get right into it. Melissa, tell us about this program.
We are part of Jewish Family Services, and it's just one of the many programs that Jewish Family Services has. We go into schools. We go into private, parochial, charter, and public. Last year, we were in 40 schools, and we reached over 2,700 students. We basically, it's a program about preventing teen suicide. We do this through providing statistics, providing information, letting them know about warning signs, what to do if a friend is suicidal, and where to go for help.
I mean, I know it's difficult, but how can you tell if a teen is suicidal as opposed to the sort of typical moodiness maybe associated with being a teenager?
Yeah, and I think that can be hard to kind of, determine. But the warning signs that we know of is sometimes it's as direct as talking about suicide, either through something indirect like, you know, well, it won't matter, I won't be here next year, something like that, or as direct as I'm considering harming myself. Changes in behavior, if there was a major change in behavior, maybe if they were really social and then suddenly they were withdrawing. So those can all be some warning signs.
What do you guys see as some of the main obstacles in fighting this problem?
So one thing that we really like to talk about in our program is that there are warning signs. You know, it's, of course, it's possible, but it's typically not the case that there would be no signs before a suicide completion. And typically when teenagers are displaying these signs, the person that they're going to talk to is another teenager rather than an adult. And so I think that's a barrier, is just that they might tell another teenager, but that teenager doesn't know what to do with the information, or their friend says, but don't tell anybody, or if you tell anybody, then I'll definitely do it. And that can put them in a bind. But that's a big thing that we teach, is you have to break that secret. That's a secret that you must break, and you would rather lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Are there ways that your program helps to facilitate that conversation?
A big thing that we talk about is, it's kind of a myth that, or some people believe, you know, well, if I ask them if they're suicidal, that'll put the idea in their head, or that will make it more likely that they'll do it. That is not true. That is a myth. The best thing to do is to directly ask, have you thought of harming yourself? And if they say yes, or if they produce means, or, it escalates from there, we teach them to get an adult involved immediately or call 911.
Now, do schools have to pay for this program?
No, our program is free to schools, and we're able to be free because we have very generous donors and, of course, because of our wonderful volunteers. So all a school has to do if they want to bring our program to them is just to contact JFS.
Are teens more susceptible to suicide than other age groups?
Yes, and that's one reason why we're so passionate about spreading this information, is that suicide is the second leading cause of death among people ages 10 to 24.
That's shocking.
Yeah, I actually thought it was pretty shocking when I found out too. And another statistic that we have is, in Louisiana, 5 out of 25 teenagers have seriously considered attempting suicide.
Where are we in terms of the stigma that still remains with talking about mental illness?
I think it is going away. I mean, it's starting to, as people know more and more about it, and people are more open about, you know, oh, I have depression, or I have anxiety, or, you know, I see a therapist. But I do think it's still there, and definitely suicide. I think that word still, you know, people are afraid to talk about it sometimes. And so we are trying to get the conversation going and talk about, hey, it's actually pretty, unfortunately, pretty common, and we do need to talk about it.
Melissa, I understand there's a gala coming up to support the program.
Yes, we have Jewish Family Service has a gala every year. This year, it's going to be Sunday, May 21st at the Ottoman Tea Room. We're actually honoring Teen Life Counts and Teen Life Counts founder, Ellie Wehner. A portion of the proceeds are going to go directly to Teen Life Counts. And so if you are interested in tickets, again, go to our website, jfsneworleans.org.
Melissa, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about this very important subject.
Thank you so much for having me.
For NOLAV.com and WWNO Radio, this is Brian Friedman signing off.